Daf Hamer Beis, page 10, Halacha Hey. At the top. An interesting Gemara story. El Dvarim Shasalim Kol Anachim. These are things that are forbidden to sell to a goy. Itzrabulit is our fruit which go and grow on cedar tree. No shuach, type of date, fig. Beprotoseya, if they come with their twigs attached, because then you can hang them up as ornaments.
Are we talking about on their yontif?
No, in general, because they can use it for ornaments for their avodah zarah. It's not just on their yontif. Ulavona, frankincense. Betarik olava, and white roosters. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer. Mochulo tarik olavon, bena tarnigolin. And Mars is assuming Rabbi Yudah comes to explain Tanakhama, not to argue. Okay? Rabbi Yudah says that you can sell him one white rooster among many roosters. Okay? In other words, if you sell him many roosters, one of them could be a white one. Bismachu bifneatzmo, if you sell him a white rooster by itself, koted's bow, you chop off one of its toes, whatever they're called by rooster, umochron sell it that way. Shema kriv chasil avodah zarah. Because they don't sacrifice animals missing limbs to their avodah zarah, so therefore you don't have to worry that it's going to use it for tikrei b'avodah zarah. B'shar kol dvarim stamim mutar perusha nos, or anything else to sell generically is permitted. To sell explicitly for the purpose of avodah zarah is forbidden. Ramer af dekel tav, also a fine palm tree. The name which says the fruit of a fine palm tree. V'chatzad, which is a sugar cane or some sort of grass which Yeshua made the borders of Eretz Yisrael because it grows straight down into the ground. But Nikobis, another type of special grass, also called Nachman, allowed to sell to Goyim. Sure.
You would think that chopping off a toe or a claw or whatever it is would be tzara.
Why?
Why?
Tzar b'chaim is only if you cause them anguish, not if you chop, amputate a limb.
Wouldn't chopping off the loss of a limb?
Tzar b'chaim means torturing animals, not torturing. It's a surgical operation.
They lick the chicken off first?
What?
Or
I don't think it's called. Anyway, Tzar b'chaim is mutter if it's a torah, so I don't think it's an issue here. So if it's as long as you can make money off of it, it's not tzar b'chaim. That's a general principle.
Yes.
That's Judaism. What?
Tzorach in its broadest definition.
That's the Spinel principle. Shem Baruch Hashem Eichon said, B'no Shuach b'proitet said b'putzuto to the same. The B'no Shuach, the figs, if you sell them with their putzuto same, which are their twigs, it's trebulin, the cedar fruit, with their stems, same idea. As that it can use to adorn the avodah zarah, or something to that effect. Ulvaina and frankincense. If you sell them a large bundle, it's permitted. The kami chavila, which is a large bundle, revita miseramer, chavila shalavana, impulse, me chavishamah, it's no less than 5 money. Imaya koimer, if the, however, the kai was a priest, also it's permitted because we assume even though it's a large bundle, so it's being used for the purpose of a vizara, right?
He's a priest,
right? He's in bulk, right? Rofe, if he's a doctor, even a small amount is mutter because we assume he's going to use it for healing purposes, right? Tagar, mutter. If he's a salesman, in other words, he sells, he's a middleman kind of, you're kind of middleman, I guess. He is a salesman, mutter allowed to sell things because we assume he's not going to use it for a vizara, but he's going to use it to sell further. However, tagar chashud, if he's a suspect for the to sell the avodah zarah, then it is forbidden.
So it's like to sell the avodah zarah or to use it for avodah
zarah? What? It sounds like it's going to sell avodah zarah, right? The lamaisa, the Pnei Moshe is bothered by that because he says usually we're afraid for lifneiver on a direct case, but not on lifnei de lifnei. In other words, if he's suspected, and this is lifnei de lifnei, because he's suspected to sell it to somebody else, to some avodah zarah, not to sacrifice himself. So he says, so he is bothered by that point, that it's lifnei de lifnei. So he says, maybe if he's choshed, it's not different, because it's not you know, it's like a psych ratio. It's definitely going to happen. So that's why maybe that's also in this case. And Rambam and Maisa doesn't mean that's all Gemara at all. Halacha says Mar Vayter. We said that a white rooster is usher. Rabbi Chia, which is the Tosefta, says Tani Gol stop. That even a generic rooster, meaning if the guy says, if he says sell me a white rooster, that's for sure forbidden, right? Because the assumer is going to use five words. What if he says just sell me a rooster? Can you sell him a white rooster, right? As we assume he's going to use the Prabhupada Tzar. So the Brisa says no, it's Osir. It's only Mutter when he's going to sell him one white rooster among many black or gray or whatever other roosters, but not even if he said Tanigol Stam, it's still forbidden. Okay. Masnisa Tzichol Masnisa Ad Rabbi Chia. The mission requires the Brisa from Rabbi Chia to complete it. Masis Rechia, the Brisa Rechia, Chotrichel Masdis, and requires our Mishnah to complete it. Il Tninan. We just have learned our Mishnah, Lotai Rechia, would not have learned Rabbi Chia's halacha. However, Mina, we would have said, Lo Amarun Elatani Golavan, that only a white rooster in and of itself is forbidden. Avotani Gol Stam, Afilubena Lubenatso, but to buy a Stamatani Gol, even in and of himself, it's permitted. Have it told us Rabbi Chia, which tells us that no, anytime he buys a rooster stam, it makes no difference. It's forbidden to give him, even if he buys a rooster without specifying the color, it's forbidden to give him a white rooster, right? So, O ilu tan Rabbi Chia v'lotin an anan, if we wouldn't learn just Rabbi Chia's braisa and not our Mishnah, Habinar Amri would say, Lo amar el tani gol stam, that the only pro, that it's only permitted to deliver a white rooster if the question the buyer asks for a generic tanigol, tanigol lovan, but to deliver a white rooster, afilu beino lebeino tanigol, even if it's among other roosters, also it should be forbidden. I mean, that's why our Mishnah needs to tell us that no, to give him one white rooster among several other dark roosters is permissible. Okay? Have a Tzurchel Masdisen, that's why we need our Mishnah, the Tzurchel Masdisen Rav Chia, and we need the Brais Rav Chia as well. Alright, Rav Chia said, Tani Golim Kor, if you have a rooster to sell, Mochelo Tani Gol Lavan, then you can sell him a white rooster. In other words, the question was, do we have a rooster to sell? You can sell him even a white one. Tani Gol Lavan Lim Kor, if you ask him specifically, if the buyer asks specifically for a white rooster, so in that case, Neymar Beit, let us say, Bein El Bein Atzmo Asur, if it's by itself, it's forbidden to sell the white rooster, Bein El Bein Atari Golim, if you're selling to him the white one among other ones, Mutter, it's okay. Now, it's a complicated thing here in the Rambam, just want to point out, the Bavli has many different other scenarios, you know, subcategories of what the question was and what the response was. The Rambam doesn't bring them in, any of them down, and the Yad HaMelech says the Rambam passed them like the Ushami. The Yad HaMelech is the Rambam, who's the Noibiva's grandson, I think. He says that the Rambam passed like the Ushami, that we don't pay so much attention to what the buyer says, what the buyer asks for. We pay more attention to it's only Stam and Mefurosh, and there's no other variables. But the Bavli has somehow many more variables. It wasn't since they had particularly exciting Machlokas Bavli and Ushami, so I kind of skipped it. But there is a Machlokas here, and the Rambam Paschal's like Ushami. Rabu Rechia Boboi, Rabu Mai Barchia asked, Gorat Hanigolim Roim Bashbo. You see, then actually the way the Gilin Ephraim, I'm going to explain this to the Gilin Ephraim, because he makes fin to the Sugya the best. That these roosters grazing, so to speak. I don't know what they do in the pasture. I don't know.
Strange term.
Yes, I don't know exactly what term you use for roosters, right? Ranging. I think it's ranging. Yeah, roosters range, right? Because they're like free range chickens, or chickens where they let them go around at will. Okay? So you saw a rooster range. You don't like the term? I'm not making it up.
I know you're not making it up, but I'm just thinking about whether
that
makes sense.
It's not material. You get the idea. Tarigol and Rohan Bashba. A goy comes and sees roosters ranging on the dump. The Tarigol of Unbenayan. And he sees a white one among them. Vomar shall me. And he asks whether they belong to a Jew or a goy. So, Kamisha see him, it's as if he asked for the white one. Because why would he ask if it belongs to a Jew or a goy unless he wanted to buy it for the purpose of a desire and knew that a Jew wouldn't sell it to him? So therefore, it's clear to us that he wants the white one, it's forbidden him to sell him the white one in the batch. Okay? Period. Hoya Choser, bottom line is that white roosters are forbidden. Says Amara, except as part of a batch where it's not obvious what he's taking it for. The Adam Melch that I should point out says, very interesting, he says that he asks a big question. The Rambam says, the Rambam never brings down the concept of Lifnei Iver, that the classic case where the Nazir is standing on one side of the river and you extend him the cup of wine from one side of the river to the other side. Rambam never brings it down. And the Rambam in general doesn't write very much about Lifnei Iver. So he really remains with difficulty in the Rambam really doesn't ever expound on Lachs of Lifnei Iver. Okay, just aside.
He never brings it up as some halacha?
Only peripherally, one place about Mava Beribis, how you shouldn't facilitate Hava Beribis, I think the Adam transgressed Lifnei Iver or something like that, but no, doesn't have any direct section.
It's not listed as allowed?
It could be listed in the Minyan Mitzvahs at the beginning, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure it's listed there, but I don't know where it is in the subsection. That I don't know. I'm just telling you, Adam El said he couldn't find it anywhere. Hoya Choser Kriya. Hoya Choser, if it was missing something, Kaya Omar Shema Kriven Chosla Avodazora. That the Pasuk says that there were those who sacrificed a animal which is chosla avodazora. Most people do not, so don't. So what's an afmina? Afmina is that, of course, if you sacrifice a chosla avodazora, you're a chayev. But it's only that if you sacrifice an animal which is missing a limb to avodazora, you're potter. Because if you didn't sacrifice anything, no, you're still chayev. Okay, because there are people who sacrifice chosla avodazora. Chita gishun iver, as it says, when you will bring a blind animal, lizboach, to sacrifice, ain ra. You think that it's not missing anything. But the Almighty teach us from a kriven chosel avodizar, they're considered to be committing the sin of avodizar when you bring a balmum, even though the animal is not usually sacrificed, even by the avodizar. Okay? But if you do, then you are to transgress. Ramer, continue further the Mishnah. Ramer, av dekel tab chatzad v'nakl kalbis, also in Kornachim, now it's only these things to go. Rabbi Chan, book by Mark, kuraita. One of this thing nakalbis is kuraita. It's other type of grass. Ushmo chatzda. It's called chatzda. Period. Avar machar. What have you transgressed and sold any of the stuff? Yevakai the marabi less. Like Rilu says later on. Avar abana mutar. We're going to come to the latest evening. If you transgress the bill claim for avodah zarah, which you're not supposed to, it's your payment, your wages are permitted. A cut, so to hear, of aramacha, if you transgress and sold, mutter, then the proceeds are permitted. Okay? So the bottom line is that even though you can't sell anything avodah zarah, if you did, your proceeds are okay. So people should always put themselves in a situation with the evid, then they can keep the money. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halach above. Place where they sell small animals to goyim. The Kremosha says specifically a place where they're not suspect of having relations, bestiality with goats and with their sheep. Okay? So in places like that, Mokrim, you know, we think things are bad nowadays. You know, either they never changed, or as a matter of fact, they're somewhat better than they actually were. Okay? So Makom Shenagul Limkar, where they sell small animals to goyim, Mochim would sell. Makom Shenagul Shlemkar, it's a place where the meaning is not to sell, because we're afraid that they're going to use it for licentious purposes. Ain Mochim, we don't sell. No matter what, ein mochim lem bei magasa, one doesn't sell them large animals. And large animals, because the goy might do malacha with it on Shabbos, and people might suspect that the Jews do malacha with them on Shabbos, so it looks bad, and therefore it's impermissible. Okay? Hagolim is yachim, the calves and the small donkeys, whatever they're called. Shleim u'shvurim, whether these animals are whole or broken, you can't sell them to goy. Ravina Matir Bishvura says if it's broken you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Ramisera says you have some a horse because he's going to ride the horse into war and get killed anyway. Or get killed as a result. So therefore we'd like him to have a horse to facilitate his haste to your death. Okay?
That's what it says in the
Pnei Moshe. Gemara is actually going to expound on that and change. I just realized that. Let me just tell you the Pnei Moshe now. The Gemara is going to say that even Rabbanan agree with that. The question is whether you can sell him a horse. In other words, you can sell him a shus milchama. Everybody agrees to sell him because that will hasten to death. The question is whether you can sell him a horse, which is going to use for falconry and sports like that. That's going to be actually the issue. Okay, sorry, my mistake. Now, Ma says Mara. This way we have this identical Gemara in Pesachim. Ma mutar gadol. Was it permissible to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael? You should ask about giving them pasture.
Is that permissible?
Amar Barbar said, "Mahir." There is a place where you're allowed to raise small animals because it's hefker. Nobody owns the fields nearby. Shushisha sarmil,
you know what else?
Shushisha
sarmil,
No.
Is
that what it says? There is Rosh Chodesh 16 by 16?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, maybe same place. I have a boy maybe that wanted to say, Madam are mutar limkor. He who says you're allowed to sell them the small animals. Mutar should be that he must hold the old. It's mutar should be liachet. That you can make yichud between, you know, if you're in your house and you leave the goy secluded with an animal, it's okay. Okay? Madam are. Ryu says that also limkar is also yachid. He holds you can't put a goy in the same room as an animal.
Because he
knows. Unless you leave the window open.
Unless you leave the window open.
Okay. So you should flee when the animal tries to seduce you. Okay. So he says. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Lezer, Shem Rav said, no, if you command our mutu limkor, even if you're allowed to sell them animals, also liyachid. You're not allowed to put them into yichud with the animals. Ma'ab in the kor, ma'ab in the yachid. What's in between the two perspectives? Bishosh and merchalo, when you sell them, give hem to show akumbu. Then it's like the, it's like the animal of the goy. So therefore, whatever he does, it's his own cheshbon. But if you put it, him and the animal in the same room, then it's your achrayus, because it's your animal, and the goy you brought in is chasher to do the wrong thing. Okay? Now, a couple of interesting things here, which are that the reason given by the Pnei Moshe why when he sells him it's okay, it's because since he now owns the animal, he's not going to engage in bestiality. You know why he's not going to engage in bestiality if he owns the animal? Because it's bad for the animal's health. So if you sell him, it's okay, because in Achosha he's actually going to engage in hanky-panky with his animal. Remember, it's a small animal, not a large animal. Achosha can engage in anything. The other reason given where I can sell to a guy, which if I recall correctly, although I didn't look it up for today, so I think Tzitzit Eliezer holds that there's less of a problem selling stuff in terms of leaf native than actually giving it away, right? Because if you're selling, then you're doing business. Whatever happens, happens. You're not responsible for what happens afterwards. Supposed to be giving a gift, then you retain some responsibility. That's what it wants to say. So amen. So here,
the gift remains yours.
What?
Isn't that the issue? If you give it as a gift over to the person,
then it's more leaf neighbor, because he didn't buy it.
No,
he provided
it. But
But here, if you gave it over as a gift, it would still become the guy's, and then it would still be... Is the issue selling it, or is the issue possession, who owns it?
The issue is responsibility for it.
If the issue is whose responsibility is, if you give it a gift as a gift to the guy, it's his responsibility just as much as if you sold it to him.
If you give it as a gift to him... Yeah.
If you give it as a gift to him, it's his. It's his responsibility. If the issue is who is responsible for the animal...
No, but that's a plain motion. If he plunks down his money, it's not going to do anything. But since the other thing is that if you sell something to somebody, it does not leave neighbor.
So it's an entirely separate issue. It's not who has responsibility for it. It's the distinction between selling and giving.
Yeah, you're right. I phrased it wrong. It's the difference between selling and giving.
It's not an issue. It's two. So it's, I mean, it's a...
Right, so it's not leaf neighbor because it's not really facilitating an aver. You're trying to make a buck.
Is machlokes not as to whose responsibility it is?
No, not. I take back what I said. It's not responsibility. Okay, you're right. It's not responsibility. Okay, says Amara, Makos Shnogul Nishloim Kor Lo Emochrin. In place where you could, the Gemara custom is not to sell, we don't sell. Why? Because we're afraid of Mishkav Zachar, right? Says Amara, the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara says why? Mneish Motim Midei Miav Gizon. Gemara says because there's a Rishis Agias. The first shearings go to the Kohen. Go to deprive the Kohen of the first shearings. That's a fine. I got some machal shoy so ace. What about if it's a goat? No, this goat isn't born because it's going to be the firstborn, and there won't be any firstborn for that animal, right? Hagatz machal shoy zochor. What if the animal was a male? In that case, if the animal is a male, so then what's the rationale?
Bechora. Yeah.
Right. If it was a female, then you worry about Bechora. But if it was a male, there's no problem. Bechora, right. So it says, my nation, because you're preventing the coin from receiving the matonos, the gift he gets from this animal, which are his royal chayim and keva, the forearm, the cheeks, including the tongue, and the stomach that he's not going to get from these animals. Okay? Me'atzot, that's what he says more. Wait a minute. Chitim al yim karlo, never sell wheat. Neshim al tzim min achal, because you're going to deny the mitzvah chala from it. Deprive mitzvah chala. Yayim Hashem al yim karlo, you should not be able to sell wine and oil. Neshim al tzim min abrocha. Because they're depriving the guy making the oil over, the bracha over them. So that's the case. How can you sell all these things?
What's
your oil, bracha? What? What's your oil? When you eat it, isn't that what it's referring to?
It would be anything.
What? That's what I mean to say. It's like anything. Ain't it should be referring to sell because you're depriving the bracha. So Mar doesn't really answer, but the Mar actually is answering an earlier question where I say it's ludicrous to assume these are the reasons, right? Rather, what is the reason? What's the reason not allowed to sell them? No, because of Bia, that's what I'm trying to say. And it's not because of any of these mitzvahs, because when you try to cause the mitzvahs, we hit a dead end, right? What are you going to do in the case of wine and oil? We sell them even though they lose the mitzvah of making the bracha. So when we go back to the original answer, which was that it's, I forgot what was the original answer. Because of Bia, right. You don't tell them because of Bia, because they're going to have relations with the animals. Okay? Says more further, we don't sell them a large animal. Why is that? So the reason is because the animal's going to work on Shabbos. And if the animal works on Shabbos, it looks like you're transgressing Shvisas Beima. People are not all going to know that your animal is sold. So it looks like you're transgressing Shvisas Beima. Okay, you're making a way animal work on Shabbos. Says Gemara, I lost my place. B'chol Mogay 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 Mogas, Lo Mogay 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 Now, of course, you don't actually chayv a chatos because you don't chayv shisus behema and a chatos, right? But the work which is done,
I don't know if the one actually knows at this point. One second. No, we'll scratch it.
That's lama. Why? Behemagasa yesh po chiv chatos. A behemagasa has a chiv chatos attached to it. A small amount doesn't have a chiv chatos attached to it. In other words, there is no malacha to be done in a small behema which generates a chiv chatos. So the Gemara immediately asks them that. Okay, by a large animal there are plowing and stuff like that, but by a small animal there aren't any. So what do you mean? Can't you do milking and shearing with a small animal, and those are melachos d'oraisa that bring a chiyuv chatos? So are melachos d'oraisa involved then? Amar, so he said, Taman hi mischayev, esprom hocha hua mischayev. What it means, if I understand correctly, is that the we need there, in that case over there, a cholev.
One second.
Whether the animal does the actual work or whether the animal does not do the actual work.
Yeah, that's basically it. In other words, by behema gasa, there's a... There's a din of shvitzas behema on the animal itself, as opposed to by the sheep. There's no din in the sheep not to be shorn. There's only the malach which is you're doing in the shearing and so on and so forth. So it's basically a gavra chefta chiluk by the case of behema gas. It's a chefta, which is us. In other words, the animals doing forbidden work, and that constitutes a prohibition of shvishas behema. Where the mefa'i, in the case of the any other animal like a sheep, you're doing the forbidden work, and that's not shvishas behema, right? It's a different type of malacha. It's not the same.
Well, why should the chesgaver make a difference in terms of your culpability in giving the person the animal?
Well, it means that what again?
Why should it make a difference? The chesgaver distinction. Why should that make a difference in terms of your culpability by giving you this animal, creating the?
Well, that's a good point because we're more concerned now with shvisas behema. We're not concerned going to transgress this at the rice.
Because it will look like.
Yeah.
We're afraid that it will look like you're transgressing the issur. So the appearances are the same, regardless of. I get it. Sorry.
No, when you sell the animal, you don't want the animal doing the work.
Go ahead and
do the work.
You don't want the animal. It's Mars Hyan type issue. You don't want the animal.
Right.
People don't think it's your animal.
He's doing the work.
Right. Okay. Where's the work? Right. You better put it very succinctly. Sazmar, we come to Merkel a local band or Shonach Riyan or that. What is all it is in the guy's animal? Who cares? I'm Bobby about Vibe Sharabun and the Taman. Rabbi Ami the Babylonians, the name of the Babylonian rabbis. Shemokhlo Nisoyan. It was a sale, what is it called? Test sale, you know?
Conditional sale.
That he should test it out. Vumachzir la'achar shloshi yomim. And he might well get back after 3 days. So he's doing work with Hemto Shel Yisroel in a Jewish animal which went back 3 days later. Me'ata. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, let's throw out the same. The same in Lini Soyanoser. If there's talk of time limitation and potential reneging on the sale, so let it be Oser. Right? Shaloni Soyan, if there's no such potential to trial period, so that's the case, Mutzer. They should allow it in that case. Says the Gemara, they made exer one case because of the other case. In other words, they said, in all cases, it's forbidden. Says Umar, Avar Umachar, what if the guy transgressed and sold the behemah gasa to a guy? Says Umar, Gashem Shal Konsim Lo La Locha, kach konsim lo lamina, lamina. Just like we have a knas, where which is based on halacha. But sometimes there are knosses in the Torah. The Torah implies a composed knas, such as it begins here. Begins there, so he puts a blemish into a korban. So too, there's a knas and a minug. The minug is lo limkor. If you transgress the minug, so then we give you a knas as well. We find it. Says when we na'in shekoyin to lo minug, how we know to make a knas on a minug, cha on a custom, cha banash. So an individual is having gamli laramoy. He sold a camel to an Aramean, a non-Jewish. Also do look at the case came from a rich lokish. The kansei, and he find him, should be bekifla, twice the value of the house. Being the afle gamla, in order that he should give him back the camel. I said house before. It was my mistake. Sorry. Again, let me start on the top of the page. Chabon Zavin Gamli sold a camel to his friend. Asu the Kenei Shlodesh, and Shlodesh came and find him. Begin the Asu, could be Kifila, could fail it, should be planning to pay double its value in the Asu Gamli or take back the camel. Amrei Vesar Bun, Amrei Vesar Bun said, Lissar Sur Kona, Kod should be Konsu. They find actually the agent in between the two of them. And they used to shout at the agents, Barad Masar Sal Aramoi, son of those who make real estate deals for Aramaeans. Okay? Rishlokish like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tani, because we learned in Abraisa, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'okech behem amina nochrim. If you buy an animal from a goy, the older b'chor and the animal gave birth to a b'chor. So what do you do? So it's not really your animals. So you don't really m'chiv in ma'aseh behema, because who's the animal we belong to? Who's the animal we belong to? I belong to a Jew, right? Good point. Yes. What? No, Pnei Moshe changes gears, so that's what it is. Pnei Moshe says that, one second. Sorry. The Pnei Moshe explains. So it's somebody who bought a, he says there's about something missing here. Take a look almost directly on the side here. A little bit further down. He brings down, not the other side, it's about 10 lines down. You buy the fetus of the cow of a goy. Even though you're forbidden to do so, if somebody joins with him, you give him partnership. You buy a partnership with him, or you give him partnership. And Makal man who receives something for the animals to raise, you give it to him. Put him record exempt from recording all these cases because the goy has a hand in this. If you accept animals from a goy to raise them on behalf of the goy. You reckon its value, meaning if half its value the coin. If you give a goy an animal to raise, we're for sure not allowed to do that because you're depriving him of bechera. I raise him if you have to pay even 10 times the amount of it, get out of the agreement, retain dom the coin in order to give the money to a coin. Okay, so back to the Gemara again. Where are we? Where are we, Tucker?
First
Asterisk. First Asterisk, thank you. So, So the Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, okay, you take an animal from a goy, Biyolda B'chor, and gave birth to B'chor. Now in that case, you really have to pay 10 times. No, that's okay. That's not really the case. The first case of Mala Imabashavya Nosin Khatidam is a case where you gave a goy, you got from a goy an animal to raise. You got from the goy an animal to raise. So then you have to, even though you're putting from Bukhara because the actual animal is owned by the goy, nevertheless Chazal would find you and made you give half the value of the animal cash to a coin. Okay? Since you're raising an animal which is exempt. Vice versa, if you gave your animal to the goy to watch, then you have to pay 10 times the amount in order to get the animal back, in order to go to as a bechor to the kohen. Okay, so let's skip down. V'chachomim say. Regardless of your nefarious scheming and dastardly deeds, since it's going in the middle, liftar min abchora, so abchora does not apply in this case, no matter whatsoever. So let's say Reish Lakish, who finds the double, the sarsor, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who finds the guy who gives the animal to the goy, or takes the animal from the goy. Now Reuben Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Lakish is chiddush greater than Rabbi Yehuda's. Madamar Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Hilchos Bechor, Rabbi Yehuda says a lach Hilchos Bechor that we find. When Rabbi Shimon Melakish the Hilchos Bein Magasa, what he said about the selling a large animal to a goy. Well, Bechora is a Doraisa. Selling Bein Magasa to a goy is only the Rabbanan, and yet Reish Lakish is Macher by Bein Magasa, similarly to the Doraisa case. Rabbi Yehuda Matim Shur, Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell them broken animals. Lom Rabbi Yehuda really said, Lubishur Sheni Chol Yisrapois. Only by a broken animal, which is never going to get better again, right? It's desperately ill, right? Amrullah said about low, maybe low zohar, v'loiva. If that's the case, if you're afraid that it's going to get better, so what about if it's a female animal? They're going to bring in a male animal, and the male animal is going to be be husbanded with it. Your lettuce, and even if it's broken, they give birth to another animal. On my land, so he said, "Afani lo amati el b'su zohar." I meant a male horse, sheni ocholis rapos, which is broken, of course, and cannot get better. So that way, it's not going to procreate. On my land, so he said, "Still not good enough. Maybe lo nakeva, they're going to bring a female horse, v'rovasi menu, and she's going to be husbanded by it. Your lettuce, she's going to give birth." So if that's the case, how are you ever going to class how are you going to ever class the shvura and prevent its reconduction, pre-production? So it says in Ravad Mishar, but Talmud Zosim Meres is teaching us not about Rabbi Yehuda, it's a problem Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbanan themselves hold the Meresher also lamtzilohem ubarim, not allowed to give them fetuses, but that's a little bit difficult, that language of fetuses. The gears themselves of Sachim in the Ushami there is Shoslam Zilem Zera. Now I have to give them any seed. Because our abundance of questions are based on the premise that you can't give them anything, not even a Shvura, not even a broken animal, because you can't even give them seed, much less broken animals, because you never know when it's going to lead to being fruitful and multiplying and procreating more animals. And it's all going to be attributed to the Jews, because it's going to be Marasayan issues. Tamini and let's have a later. Halukeach uber chamoro shel nochri. If you buy, this time it's the fetus of a goy's donkey. Amorchel and you sell them the fetus. Lafo bishen or rashayim, no, it's forbidden. Vamishtate flowed, somebody who joins with a person on a business deal concerning a chamor. Now, comment that somebody who receives the chamorim to raise. Anos a little bit kabbalah. And somebody who takes the chamor as on a release, potter mean abchor, all these guys are exempt from bchor because it's not really their animal. Rabbi Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. Leisa Damras does not teach us she'osu lamtsi lohen ubarin. The it would seem to us from this that no, it should actually be here Zera as well. No. No, sorry, here it should be Ubarin. One second. It means I forgot. He's saying, right, it says Amochilo. It says, you now have to sell him your fetus, right? The fetus of your donkey. So we see here they now have to sell you now have to sell them fetuses, right? And they said, of course that's true. But Kvar Kinmach Rabbi Avin Shem Rabbon and Tamon. Rabbi Avin said the name of the rabbis are Zozo's horse. He only said a male horse. Now it's interesting. I don't know what soldiers ride in the battle. Do they ride mares in the battle?
I think either or.
Yeah, but here it's
a prestige to ride a stallion.
Well, that's a problem, because Ben Becerra said you're allowed to sell them stallions because the stallions go crazy in war and they're going to kill the
Yeah, that would make sense. They take both into battle. Stallions, you have to be a much better horse, right?
Because, right, so that's it. Because it's going to go crazy and war and kill the rider. So, one less guy in the world. Some say, it's going to see all the mares and run after the mares. Some say, it's going to stand and urinate. I guess females don't urinate standing still. I don't know. In any event, maybe they crouch, even the I don't know exactly. But in any event, and then you're going to be a sitting duck, the rider, and you're going to get killed in the battlefield. So that's why you're allowed to sell them male horses. Says Mary Panel Rechia said, that's not the reason. That can't be heter, because he says, she has kin, if it's going to, when it gets old, I take it back. That's Ravita Ben Sarah's heter. But he says, Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan hold, why did Takadet hold, even though during a war it's going to kill its rider, nevertheless can't sell it to a guy? Because they said, because when the animal gets older, it's going to not be able to war us anymore, it's going to go grind in the mill. And, I skip?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, I skip him. What's interesting, the two perspectives? Saris. A castrated animal. So a castrated animal, it's not going to run after the cavus, but it will stand in order to urinate. Mana shots out kind of cavus ain't a rat, it's not going to run. It's going to stand and urinate, so this animal will stand and urinate as well. Okay? Ratanchu said, why do Rabbanan not accept they're selling the war horses to the non-Jews? Because eventually, if she asks you, when it goes old, you're going to cause it to grind the mills, and it's going to do work on Shabbos. And this brings us to the next one. Rabbi Yisrael Ravuna Shem Ravuna Ben Becerra says, and Noah Sim Shem Amudav Rechel. They both, Rabbi Yisrael Shem Ravuna, it's a name Ravuna, sorry. Ben Becerra, Noah Sim Shem Amudav Rechel. Ben Becerra, Noah Sim, both say the same thing. What is it? The Tani we learned, Hotzi min Abhaim min Achaim min Ophos. If you remove an animal of any sort or a bird of any sort, min Chaim Mason, whether they're alive or dead from one Mishus to another Mishus, Chayim. Tanakam holds reliable because he holds that we don't say Chayim no say Satsmo, that a living creature bears itself except by a human being, not by an animal. So if you carry an animal or a bird from Mishus to Mishus, even a bird, Mishus to Mishus, you don't say a living organism lifts up itself and therefore you're liable for Otsar Shabbos, right? Rabbi Nosser Omer, Nosser says, Mesim Chayev, if you take them out when they're dead, then you're liable, because obviously not alive, to be carried themselves. Chayev, if you take all these animals out when they're alive, you're part of the exam, because Chayev no se isasmo, because the living organism makes itself easier to carry. Rabbana Islon, Chayev, Solomaisa, the machlokas, Rabbi, that which they both hold the same thing, is that we say by both chai no se is atzmo. So therefore, since we say by both chai is no Rav Nosson says chayno seis atmo, and Rav Nosson says chayno seis atmo. So if you allow to sell them large horses, because even though the horses are made for falconry and they carry birds on their back, according to Rav Nosson, that's not a shvisus behema issue, because it's not going to be hotsa. Now remember, we said shvisus behema only applies if the animal does something for which a human being would be chayv chatos. So if you hold chayno seis atmo by animals, living organisms carry themselves, so then the cow or whatever else is carrying the birds or whatever else is on its back is not going to be over, so to speak, a chiyuv chatos. There is no shvisas beima. But if you hold that we don't say chayno seis atmo, so then there is going to be an issue of shvisas beima because then the animals which are on its back are being born, and they're being born with shus l'shus, and then there's a chiyuv chatos, and therefore it's chay, the whole thing kicks in. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabban isu chiyuv chatos. Rabban hold there's an issue of chiyuv chatos involved because you don't say chayno seis atmo. And they said it's something to do about when it goes old, it's going to have to do the mill work. What's it? We'll let them answer on the spot that there's a problem of chiyuv chatos, therefore it's a piece of payment problem. B'shitasa shivus. It says the Gemara, they respond to him in kind. B'shitasa, according to you, shatoyim ma'am mishum shivus. That you say the issue is the issue of the Rabbanon, af ona islan, we to hold, in other words, by Bersera, that there is no chiyuv chatos, because they hold, he holds chayno seis atmo. So nevertheless, there can be a chiyuv chatos in the horse when it grows older, right? Comes older, it's going to use by a mill. But Lushita Senu, the issue is that in and of itself, they would say that the issue is that Shvisus Behema, but Chai is no Seis Atzmo. Anyway, be as it may, says the Gemara. Rebbe Meir says Ani Omer. Rebbe says Omrani. Sorry, Shasur Mishum Shneidvar. It's forbidden to sell them the behemah gas because of two things. One, mishum klei zayin, first because it's a weapon, and also mishum behemah gas because it's going to do work on Shabbos, okay? Or work when it grows older on Shabbos. Says so Maritanikin, we also learn chaya gasa ki behemah daka. It says a chaya gasa. I'm sorry, scratch that. Rebbe holds a chaya gasa is okay. That's precisely the point, because you need both elements. Both it's going to do work and it's going to become a weapon, right? And a chaya gasa doesn't do work, as we'll see in the next case. The time came.
Become a weapon?
No, it does. What?
Do either.
It becomes a weapon. We're going to see in the next Mishnah. Time came also a chaya gasa could pay madaka. A chaya gasa could pay madaka, and therefore could sell it. Mati, so Rebbe. That's going to Rebbe. However, Diva Chomim, Rabbi Chanan Barbo said, B'shem Rav, Chaya Gasa is Kibehema Shibitaka. A Chaya Gasa is like a... Oh, wait a second. The Yamsachin says Daka. Now I see, I learned the Gemara wrong, because none of the Pnei Moshe I prepared. It should be Behema... You're right, it should be Behema Gasa, not like Pesachim. Even though Pnei Moshe C changes the Girsa, the last Pnei Moshe shouldn't change the Girsa. So he says, so Rebbe Omer, Ani Omer, Sh'osu Mishum Shneidvon, Shu Kleza Mishum Behema Gasa, Chayin Tani, Chay Gasa Behema Gasa, means you're allowed, so you need both in order to usher. Okay. But according to the Rabbanon, even no. No, my mistake. I was right the first time. I mean, right the second time, not the first time. Rabbi Omer, Omani Shoz Mishum Shnei Dvarim. Mishu Klei Tanakli Mishu 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 means either or, like Moshe said. Moshe, you said either or?
Yeah. question.
No, it's either or. Either or. And we'll see in next Mishnah.
The time. Oh, in other words, it's not clear that the Chaya does any of these things.
No, Chaya can does one of two.
Which one?
It attacks people.
Well, it's a weapon?
Yeah. Chayin Tani, just give me a minute. V'tani kein chayi gasa ki behema should be ki behema gasa. Chayi gasa ki behema gasa. Okay, that's what I missed. And mati sa divi rebi, that's like rebi. Okay? Now look at the next mishnah. See what I mean? As it says, "Ein mochrim lehem." You can't sell them dubim v'arayis, not bears nor lions. That's a chaya gasa. Why? Because what do? Bears and lions? They kill people. So that's like Rebbe. You can't sell them chaya gasa. A behema gasa. Rebbe, of course, you can't sell because of Shabbos. It's going to work on Shabbos Marzai. Looks like the Jew still owns it because it could be sold for a test and we're going back. But Chaya Gasa, according to Rabban, is not a problem because no Marzai because of Shabbos. But Rebbe is not going to sell Chaya Gasa because it's going to go and kill people. Okay? Emachem Duya writes, Chol Dover Sheesh Bonezak Rabim. We can't sell. Now I don't know. Pemosha has all sorts of interpretations. I think basilki is probably, you know, like a basilica, but it's like a formal hall where they have a tribunal. The gardom is like a gallows or a scaffold, and they also judge people and kill them. The stadio, it's the stadium where they have all sorts of games, but their games are of course. Gladiator games and cycles, so like that. Ubima podium also where they have all sorts of things going on. Abunimad, you can build them the Musos bathhouses. The Musos are large public buildings, Merchatzos and bathhouses. Higila Kipush Maminiba Abarazar, but once they reach the dome where the Abarazar is placed on top of the building, so then also even those are not allowed to build it together with them. So the Hadavish Embonis Kalarabi Mutter. So where there is no nezik for the masses is mutter. Masnisin, now here everybody changed the gisa, but they all change it wrong. I think the way it's supposed to be learned is like this. Masnisin kid de Rebbe. Army is just like Rebbe. They now have to sell them anything which is mazik to Rabbi, including Chayagasa. But according to our body, they're allowed to sell them Chayagasa as long as there's no Shabbos issue. Okay, that's what I think it's supposed to read. Now it should say "Kid the Rebbe." Period. Tani, because this is really a new thing. Haros and Nachoshim, you see snakes, there's chavorim and snake charmers. In other words, you go to see these entertainments. Mukyo, mupyo, mulyo, milori, milore, skirlon, skilere. We don't know what all these things are. We're not going to take the time, but these are all sorts of public entertainments. Okay, frivolities. I raise the also. There's also Mishum Moshe of Leitzim because of frivolous gatherings. Moshe of Leitzim Lo Yotcha. The Klum Evin they bitul Torah. Not only that, they make you now in Torah. Shemar Kim B'Torah. Hashem Chavtzol. Your desire should be in the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'ilat Teachor. If you go into their theaters, also Mishum Avodah Zara. Divrei Meir. So the Avodah Zara issue is involved because they're always involved in Avodah Zara there. Chomer and Chomer say only B'Shar Hashem. I think it should be Mezapchin. Only when they sacrifice. Also Mishum Avodah Zara. You laugh, they're not sacrificing. Also, it's also going to theaters, but only because Mishum Moshe of Leitzim Belvad, only because of Moshe of Leitzim, not because of Avodah Zarah, but rather gatherers of scoffers. Some of you goes to a theater to protest what's going on there. You know, it goes out and says, Shabbos, you know. So, in the Tzarcha Ravim, if it's for the purpose of the masses, if it's good, the masses, if it's a good purpose to save people, whatever, it's mutter. We don't even because it gives you chashivas to do it. Also, Hayeshi beats Tadin and Stamas. So somebody sits in the stadium, raises Shevich Bami is a murderer. Now, it's not necessarily he's a murderer, literally, but he's involved. He's watching murderous sport bullfights. Yeah, bullfights are also to go to. Okay, the truth is about that.
Why bullfights? People don't get killed in bullfights.
Sure, they do.
Not intentionally.
What?
Not intentionally.
It's that type of sport.
They kill the bull.
Yeah, but they can get killed too. Rabinosa Matim Nesh Nedvarim. Maybe not. Rabinosa Matim Nesh Nedvarim. Neshum Shetzoveach Umatzos and Nefoshos. First, you can shout and save people. I don't know exactly how it works, but you can save people. Besides that, very practical. Miyam Neshum Shetinos. If they bring a Jew in and he gets killed, so his wife is going to be an Aguna, so this way he'll be able to go testify. So if you go to a hockey game, so you can say, the only reason I'm going is because if I see somebody who's killed, who's Jewish, so I can go and testify that his wife shouldn't remain in Aguna. Okay? That's what I go to, that's how I go to hockey games. That's my answer. Says more. Of our Bonner. Came back to our Mishnah. If you transgress and you built, even the keeper where they stand up on Azura, alright, Rabbi Elazar Mar Mutar. Rabbi Elazar says, but the Evid, you're allowed to take the money for being paid in. Amrei Mar Mutar, unless I share it to Israel. Lo Mistabra, it should be by Hain Suvra. That's not true about even though it says you're allowed, it's not Rabbi Elazar. It's like,
1 second.
It's when you're building the basilica, whatever it is, not basilica, the large building, even though it says you're allowed to build up to the kippah, it doesn't include that suvara. Lo mistabra b'hein suvara da ela usr, du chai kol ha da kipsa. Because there's a certain suvara, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like a scaffold of some sort, a permanent scaffold around the dome. So that which holds up the dome is also like the dome itself. Now, but the abbot, if you built it, it's all mutter, the schar. But when we say you're now allowed to build the dome which holds over the zohar, it also includes the suvara, which is this retaining structure around the dome. And I'm thinking really of Gothic architecture, where they had all sorts of buttresses which held things up, so that would be something which is ozer as well. Okay? You can't sell them things connected to the ground in Eretz Yisrael because of los chanein. Los chanein means can't give them parking spots, literally. Means you can't give them places to stay in the land. Once it's off the ground. You could sell him something on the condition that he cuts it off and takes it away. So you could sell to him on the condition that he shechts it, as long as he doesn't keep it around to use it and then use it on Shabbos. You can't sell Be'im Agasa on the condition that he shechts it and Lamaisa, that's who he passed. The whole previous Gemara said you can't sell Be'im Agasa, it's only been sold to him Stam, and he might go to work on Shabbos, and he might give it back to you someday, and it'll look like Marasayan, like it was your animal which was working on Shabbos. But if you sold him an animal on the condition that he shechts, even though you can't monitor that, but if you sold them in that condition, Chachamim then were not counting you, and they said you can actually get away with it. Okay? It's interesting because Tarnigol Lavan, we were more machmer, said he had to chop off the claw before he did it. But that's because there was going to be used for Tikravis of the Zora, so it was much more machmer. But here, it's just going to use them Shabbos, so they relied on the promise of the Goy not to use it actually in Shabbos. Okay? Emaskir and Lelem Batiman doesn't rent to them houses, Beretz Yisrael. All of this because los chanein, right? And it goes without saying fields, which is worse because by fields they also you take away the chiv trumas of maisra. So there's two problems. Ubisuri and Syria, which is not as holy as Eretz Yisrael, it's only kibush yachid. Maskir and batim, you can rent them houses avalos sodos, but not fields. Ubichutz it's outside Eretz Yisrael altogether. Mochim batim umaskir and sodos, you can sell them houses and rent them fields here. Mayor. Rabbi Yosemir, up Eretz Yisrael, Maskil and Batim, even Eretz Yisrael, you can rent them out, as long as you don't sell them. It's not Los Chanein. Uvesuya Mochrim Batim, in Assyria, you sell them houses. Umaskirim Sodos, and rent them fields. Uvechutzarat Mochrim Eilil, you can sell them anything. Rabbi Zir, B'Shem, Rabbi Yisrochen Yisrael, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Chia, said B'Shem Yochan, Los Chanein means three things. One, Los Yitelem Chain, don't give them grace, don't do Goyim favors. Meaning, actually not the, sorry, don't give them grace, don't say how handsome, how beautiful they are. Second is, losi ten, los chonem, losi ten, lamadas chinam, don't give them free gifts, that's what I meant by grace. Los chonem, losi ten, chonem, don't give them a place to park themselves in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't understand. How can you say that Rabbi Yossi held it?
The first couple of things only find there is Israel.
No, only the last one. Says when the first two are everywhere. Okay, so now it's a whole shy. Allowed to say Michael Jordan is a Gavaldic basketball player. Shy if you can say that because Los Chone. Okay, you have to say he's a lousy basketball player. Says more further. I don't know if you have to lie. Okay. Says more. How can you say Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not allowed to give the chaniya bakar baritz vatni Rabbi Yossi merav baritz yisrael maskin lem botim? You're allowed to rent them houses. Says more. Bais emotulis barech misocho. A house is not it doesn't give them a bracha, right? And the Torah didn't want you to give them a bracha. That's what the Torah is makbid on. However, saw the motzilis barech misocho, a field that gets a bracha from it, and that's why it's aser. Ho Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Laskir lem kavur beretz, you're not even allowed to rent them burial places in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem lo titein lohem chanoya bekarka, because of the chanoya and karka. So therefore, the Havamina was that you're not allowed, that you're allowed to rent them place for burial because there's no brocha on that, right? But the maskana is that this also considered to be los chonem, because by giving him a burial place, you give me a manucha, the rest in peace in Eretz Yisrael. Alright, so why a house? So why allowed to rent them a house? Because it's not going to get a bracha at all. But a field, even for kfura, nevertheless, even though there's no bracha technically for kfura, but the very part, component of manucha, which is involved in it, makes it also. So a house you can rent to them, because there's no bracha and no menucha and no chanoya. Menucha and chanoya are the same thing. No rest and parking place. But land, in order to give them even kafura, because it's already a semi-permanent menucha and chanoya, and that's forbidden. Okay? It's a little bit far-fetched, but that's what the Ritba says. Okay? Ho Rabbi, los chaneim. Now, the truth is, the next Gemara is all one long thing. One long Maisa to Chesem Rav. So we'll stop here for today, and I'll finish with this Maisa. Interesting, Agadata. Tomorrow night we'll do the Agadata.